Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, in addition to my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin, that website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Tuesday. It's the 12th day of April, 2022, and here are my audio weather thoughts as we move ahead over the next couple of days. Got a few things we need to talk about, not the least of which is today. With plenty of moisture in place, Gulf moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico back into Texas, and for that matter, all the way through the central and northern plain states now, higher dew point readings are being noticed as a major upper-level low-pressure storm system over the western third of the country and an associated cold front over the Intermountain region, the western Rockies, begins to move eastward. We're beginning to set the stage for a very active day weather-wise. Looks like the biggest outbreak of severe weather today will be up in Iowa and parts of Nebraska and adjoining states up there. But there is a secondary area from the Red River north of the Dallas area down to, I think, north of Austin, where there's an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms. That's a Category 3 out of 5 when you consider the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center levels in their thunderstorm outlook. So somewhere in the middle there, we need to watch that carefully, especially if you're north of Austin, let's say up in Williamson County and up into, well, from there, Bell County up toward Waco and the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I think this is mainly going to be a large hail threat as we see it now, but tornadoes are still also possible as well. One thing that we're seeing in some of the higher resolution short-range model guidance is folks, is just not going to be that much stuff. Where there's a storm, chances are it's going to become severe. But what I'm saying is I just don't know how many storms there'll actually be. If we look at the latest guidance as of mid-morning on our Tuesday morning, and some of the best model that we like to look at is something we call the HRRR model and the HRR model. And that is showing us that by about 3 or 4 this afternoon, we're going to have an area of thunderstorms develop northwest of us, up around Llano and up toward Burnett, and then begin to move northeastward. So it would target that area there along I-35 from, well, the Williamson County line back up toward the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex later this afternoon into tonight. Really doesn't show that much developing over Austin. There is one model which suggests a few storms, and again, becoming severe, out west of San Antonio maybe this evening, and then those will be steered toward the city of San Antonio, if not a little bit further south. But folks, this stuff is going to be pretty widely scattered. Now, until then, we've seen a few sprinkles this morning. That'll continue on and off into the afternoon before we start getting some sun, I think. And then those thunderstorms erupt probably to the northwest of Austin. And again, maybe a lower confidence level here with the storms to the west of San Antonio. So again, it's a low probability event, but if you get caught underneath one of these thunderstorms, chances are you're going to see some hail and some gusty winds as well. Once that upper air system kind of departs the area later tonight and tomorrow, we'll have a cold front sweep through. The guidance does suggest maybe a little skinny line of showers, maybe tomorrow morning into midday as that occurs. And then we get some drier air and actually see temperatures up into the 90s by tomorrow afternoon. We'll probably see temperatures pretty close to 90 today if we can break these clouds a little more. So we're going to see temperatures well above seasonal averages today and tomorrow. But that cold front by late tomorrow, that'll begin to cool things down a little bit. Highs back to the 80s, lows in the 50s and 60s as we wrap up the week. Now, as we go into the Easter weekend, we'll return us to a southerly wind flow, get a little moisture back across the area. And I think another pretty strong upper-level low-pressure storm system and a pretty strong cold front will move into the area, I think, sometime by late Easter Sunday, sometime mid-late afternoon into evening, as it moves through, a very slim chance of a shower or thunderstorm, maybe. But the main thing we'll notice for early next week is temperatures will be noticeably cooler. I'm talking about highs back to the lower 80s, and even by Tuesday and Wednesday, we may see highs in the upper 70s to around 80. If that's the case, we will actually see some temperatures below average out there at about day 6, 7, or 8. For South Central Texas, something we'll have to watch pretty carefully. Over the next 7 days, if you're waiting for rainfall, the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center, College Park, Maryland, is suggesting at best a quarter inch of rainfall. In many areas, it'll be less than that, and there'll be a whole heck of a lot of us, based on what I told you earlier, that may receive no rainfall at all. And that's not good news as drought continues to grow over the state of Texas. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, 12th day of April, 2022. Need to watch the weather later on this afternoon tonight for isolated, widely scattered, very strong thunderstorms with a hail risk. I'll update my 7-day forecast on the website as well as my audio weather thoughts again on Wednesday morning. Have yourself a good day.